care.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.
Coco here with my man Core Element.
Yo, yo, what's the deal?
Welcome to episode number 2 of Welcome to China, Beijing's finest podcast. This week we're going to do something a little different for you. Last week we focused on the hip-hop scene in China. This week we're going to bring you some indie music.
Switch it up, switch it up.
The reason we're doing this, right now in our studio, in our lab, we produce a lot of hip-hop, but there's a lot of other music out there.
There is?
There is. You might not know it, but it is true.
Like what?
Indie, punk, ska, R&B, everything.
All right, so what are we listening to?
This is a band called The Unicorns. They've been defunct for about 10 or 15 years, but they were a big influence on the independent music scene.
All right, let's give them a listen.
They remind me a little of the Violent Femmes, so I think you'll like them. Just a little of the Violent Femmes.
All right, I'm kind of digging it so far. Let's see what they got. Nice melody line.
You know what that is back there? That's instruments.
What kind of instruments? Guitars and shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Things that people play.
I guess this isn't really a happy song.
It's happy music to die to.
Okay.
If you don't listen to it too close, it'll make you happy.
When dreamy beasts are dying down and on out, they're there. We agree they're there. They're there. Alive and shorn.
Yeah, it's got a groove. There's a
I
nice little groove.
I can see bouncing at the club, dude.
I don't know about at the club, but... More than horses.
We're the unicorns and we're people too.
You know what? If I could be any kind of a mythical creature, I would probably want to be a unicorn.
With the mythos behind it, I can see that.
I mean, wait. What's so special about a unicorn anyway? They got a horn. Like one horn.
It depends on what mythology you read about. Some mythologies, unicorns are this incredibly magical beast, and the magic is stored in their horns. They signify purity, healing, blessing, love, life.
That's sweet. That's sweet. It's weird that you know so much about unicorns.
I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm whatever you want to call it. Nice. I know too much about everything.
Coco the geek.
Whatever. I bite heads off of kittens.
That's what... All right, so we got Coco the Geek here. Yeah, all right, so now what's the next thing on the topic, on the agenda?
Well, the next thing on the topic is you haven't told us about Beyonce yet.
Oh, that's right. I went to the Beyonce concert
with
Julie Lula Love Guru, and it was kind of off the hook, dog. I mean, I was not...
Kind of off the hook.
I was not expecting the show that I was gonna see, but I knew it was gonna be off the hook. I was hoping my best. Yo, like, for example, the stage was huge. She had like probably like a 60x40 stage. She had these bleachers on the stage that were packed with instrumentalists.
Well, let me ask you something. You said when you went and saw Kanye is good, but you said it was a letdown. The show wasn't as good as you thought it would be.
Kanye was a major letdown.
So,
I mean,
what were you thinking when you went into the Beyoncé?
I was expecting a bad system. I was expecting, you know, just a half-ass show, but she came through. She came through nice and strong. I mean, she even did a Alanis Morissette cover. Which I really respect, you know what I'm saying? She crossed genres. You're talking about independent music here. I'm talking about hip hop, but she crossed genres and I was feeling it. It was like cool. I mean, she had the Big Mamas up there, like three big, black, large, beautiful
queens.
Women. It was hot. She had a bass guitarist. She had a lead guitarist. She had a drummer. She had a bongo player. She had a piano player who was off the hook. She did a nice little Mozart-like solo, which was banging. And I just had a really great time. The entire show was action-packed and fun-filled.
Well,
it was great.
Let's hope when we go see the Yin Yang Twins it'll be as good.
I
have not been to a good concert since 2004. Last concert I went to was Moby.
Yin Yang Twins where?
Yin Yang Twins are going to be at Vic's on the 17th.
At Vic's?
Yeah, I'll remind everybody at the end of the show. That's not important right now.
Okay. That's cool.
But
Yin Yang Twins.
We need more good shows in Beijing. So if anybody knows where they're at, I listen to everything. Punk, rock, country, classical. You bring it, I'll be there.
Nice. All right.
Off topic. Little something I saw. There's a British guy in the press recently.
A British dude. That lives in China.
He came to China in 2007 with 4 kilos of heroin in his pocket.
4 kilos of heroin? He must have been trying to have a good time.
Oh, I don't know what he was trying to do, but he got caught up in it.
What do you mean?
The police got a hold of him, and he is going to die, according to the Chinese government. He was sentenced to death in 2008. British government asked for a retrial or whatever you want to call it. And well, 2 weeks ago, last week, the Chinese congressional judges said, forget about it. We don't care. He's going to die.
He's
going to
get the electric chair, huh?
Does China do the electric chair? I think he might just get a bullet to the head.
Ooh, that's right. They execute by firing squad. Bang, 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 bang.
Yep, and the big thing is, England doesn't execute.
Ooh, so there's a little conflict here.
Well,
that the
Gordon
British
Brown has personally asked Hu Jintao to let him go, not die. I don't know if he wants him to be in life in prison in China, send him back to Europe for rehabilitation. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. There was rumors that he was supposed to be a little crazy.
A little mentally disturbed.
Yes, according to the British side.
I don't know. I don't really agree with executing mentally ill people.
Yeah, most people don't, except for George Bush.
Why?
Texas has executed mentally challenged individuals.
That's, you know, I mean, like, there's a right to life for everybody. You know, I don't think that just because you're a criminal or you bring in heroin or you murder somebody, you should be executed, because two rights don't make a wrong.
Right. In our system, well, in many systems, that's the case, but that's not what everybody believes.
All right, here, let's take a break. We're going to go to your next song, which is what?
This is a guy called Her Space Holiday. And this one's kind of for you, because this man started out the same way you are, with a lab in his house.
I used to know this girl who gave her love away to every guy she met. With all those games they played, she never seemed to cry. She never got upset. And one by one they came, and one by one they left. I thought that I could fix her if she would let me in. But all of my advances were shut down in the end. When days turned into months, I begged her to explain. And this is what she sang. It's not like I'm a slut.
I did not see that coming. With part of me until there's nothing left to hold, until there's nothing left to hate. I appreciate your help, but even you can't save me from myself.
This song was recorded in a home studio. Now he has an Apple commercial.
Now he has a what?
Apple commercial. I used
to know this. So this is a recent song.
No, his new songs are being used to sell iPods.
Nice.
Look what you can do from your living room. At all the words he scribbled, at all the lines he filled, with the ink stains on his fingers, told me he was skilled at capturing a feeling that most of us just miss. The simple pain of living with goodbyes on our lips. I found one of the pages crumpled by her bed, and this is how it read. It's not like I am weak or that I don't know how to leave. It's just that every time you cheat, you bring me closer to defeat. Until there's nothing left to love, until there's nothing left to say. I know that you need help, but even I can't save you from yourself. I found this song for free on firstbaseholiday.com. So if you like it, you can go there and check out, download quite a few more free songs, and perhaps buy some of his albums.
Not bad, not bad.
I'm calling today Happy Music to Die To.
Happy Music to Die To.
One of his most popular albums is a little album called Home Is Where You Hang Yourself.
All right, well, Happy Music to Die To, which we are dedicating it to our British friend who's being executed. His name?
I don't remember.
All right,
but
well,
I'm sure you can do a Google search and find out in a heartbeat.
This song is going out. This music today is going out to you, you know?
Yeah, I'm horrible with names. You know, I never want to see anybody die, no matter how much they deserve it.
Do you know if he was like white, black, red, yellow, green, what?
He was a white guy, as far as I know. But I believe the picture looked white, but it sounded like an Arabic name. So I am not going to be the expert on this one. Next week, I'll do my research a little better on our topics. How's that?
That's a good idea. That is a very good idea.
So you know what the day after tomorrow is?
The day after tomorrow is the second day of the first day of the rest of your life.
Okay, it's also Halloween.
Nice. Halloween. Are you dressing up?
I may go as a Canadian.
Nice.
That means where a two can say eh a lot. And you know, I just threw that one out there because Wes is listening.
Wes?
Wes is listening, and he's also seeding our tournament. So nice. Shouts out to Wes.
Wes, big up. Because it's a stick up.
We'll see you back in Beijing in February, big guy.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Are you dressing up?
I will probably be a caped rollerblading man, rollerblading all across Beijing because...
Blackula too, Blackula in Beijing.
I'm not actually sure if it's this weekend or next weekend, but there is this organization called Greening the Beige, which is having a bicycle... like race, not really race, but not even marathon, but a bicycle ride in Beijing for, you know, clean energy. And I am all about the clean energy. If there's anything that's important to me, it is about the world figuring out how to get rid of this stuff that's destroying our planet.
Well, then I think we should make you our clean energy guy on the show. And next week, tell us when the next event is going to be.
All right. Not only events. As a matter of fact, I'll put you up on some news. China and India just signed a clean energy agreement which is going to make both of these countries lead the world in creating a better environment for humanity as a whole. I'll give you more details probably the next show. You know, we're doing everything the next show. This show is just about us talking to you guys.
And this show is about Halloween, because there's a whole lot going on in Halloween. And the Chinese don't really know Halloween. They don't know dressing up as it. You know, Halloween is the one day of the year us adults are allowed, without any back talk, we're allowed to play pretend again.
Actually, I think there's a party at Alpha. Alpha, which is across the street from Gongti Beimen.
That's the Workers' Stadium, for those of you that don't speak Chinese.
Yeah, Workers' Stadium, across from Workers' Stadium. I was there last year. They did this naughty Halloween type of thing where they had nice Chinese girls dressed in high school, Catholic school outfits. It was quite an incredible sight.
Sounds cute.
It was a little, I will admit, it was a little dirty.
Well, Beijing is starting Halloween tomorrow night. In case you guys didn't know, there's three big Halloween parties that I know of tomorrow night.
Three big Halloween parties.
The first one, not too huge, at a club called Flames. It's on the level 5 of the Hilton at Wangfujing. They're having a Halloween party.
All right.
At Ciro's Pomodoro. Which is
Chiro's. It's Chiro's.
Chiro's Pomodoro. Chiro's. My fault. Excuse me, sirs. They are having something they're calling Halloween for Big Kids.
I am a big kid. I might attend that one.
That's what I'm saying. We're allowed to play pretend again.
Oh, no, I forgot. My man Nick is coming through tomorrow. Nick, and his big brother who just arrived in China. Actually, our introductory song was written for his brother, Welcome to China.
Oh.
And we were like, yo, you know what? We're gonna use that as the theme song for our podcast, Welcome to China. So we're going to be chilling out in the studio tomorrow.
All right. Well, then you're going to miss the party at Toon, Dress as a Celebrity. Last week you asked me to get you information on that. First prize, 2 nights, 3 days, plus food at the Kempinski Hotel.
Ooh, that's kind of nice.
Isn't it, though?
I've been up in the Kempinski. I met my man Freeman, who was working on the Kung Fu Kid.
Freeman White.
He was staying over at the Kempinski.
He had a nice little place.
Yes, it was quite sweet.
Second prize, dinner for two at Olive. It's an Italian restaurant here in Beijing.
Olive.
And a body massage at Body.
Nice. I love me some massages, yo. If there's anything I really enjoy,
and
it is a massage.
Third place, our second loser gets not but a bottle of Jägermeister.
Ooh, Jäger.
One thing I didn't notice, tomorrow also, not a Halloween thing, but at the Long Bar at the JW Marriott, Fashion Week Beijing starts. Opening party, Fashion Week. If you're a fashionista, looks like it's going to be a happy place to be.
Obviously, if you know me, I will not be there because I am not a fashionista.
But you know what? If you're going to be a star, you need to be.
I know. That's why I'm looking for an image consultant. If there are any image consultants out there who are listening to the show, who are like, can give me some advice on my attire or my gear, please email us at
welcometochina.podcast@gmail.com,
because I need some help. I mean my suits are cool, but I don't want to be dressing in suits all the time. Who's gonna dress in suits all the time? You know what I mean? I need some good old-fashioned fashionable casual clothing, like, yes. Everybody, like, what are you wearing out there?
All
send
right.
me some pictures.
I'm gonna let you finish.
All
but
right.
I gotta
all
get the last of these in.
Okay
on the 31st, Halloween night. Of course, Juicy Spot is going to have a party, just run-of-the-mill party.
Of course.
Show at the Park Hyatt has our Gothic Chick party.
Right.
Dress Gothic. 706 Factory in 798, everybody's favorite district of Beijing.
Whoop,
the Yen Fetish Party. You know it's a good party if it has the word fetish in it.
I would say so, but usually yen parties are banging.
Last week I mentioned Obi-Wan has the German Halloween 10 to 11 free drinks. There's a rumor that after 8, free food.
Nice. After 8, free food. I'm actually kind of hungry now.
And last but not least, Bling costume party, 5,000 renminbi grand prize.
5,000 RMB bling bling. Yo, show me the money.
All right, our last song coming in, this is a little band called Death Cab for Cutie. I wanted to do some pop indie rock for a little bit. Some of our listeners might have heard this before.
Nice. What's it called?
The Sound of Settling.
All right, people enjoy. Settling for what?
Settling into the end of just relaxing. Settling down.
Nah, I think you mean settling for that bitch that you just should have, like, not been with. Papa. Papa.
This is the sound of settling. Alright, just to remind our listeners, welcome to china.podcast@gmail.com. We want comments on our page, people. Let us know what you want. We'll bring it to you.
But brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya. Welcome to China.